This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Two economics professors at Johns Hopkins University are warning that we could be facing tough economic times soon. These men aren't doom and gloom economists, but sober-minded individuals concerned about the policies of the Federal Reserve. We all know drivers who 1 minute floor the accelerator and then slam on the brakes. That is my metaphor for what has been happening over the last few years. Back in March of 2020, the government significantly increased the money supply to send money to U.S. citizens during the pandemic. The M2 money supply grew at an unprecedented annualized rate of 16.5%. That is more than three times the appropriate rate for the Fed's inflation target. 2 years later, on March 2022, the Federal Reserve changed course and started tightening the money supply by increasing the federal funds rate. This quantitative tightening contracted the money supply, and economists explained that this was the most extreme contraction since 1933. They point to the fact that the Federal Reserve ignored the huge acceleration in the quantity of money and thus failed to anticipate the ensuing inflation. You might remember that when inflation began to show up in early 2021, we first heard that it was merely transitory and caused by the disruption of supply chains. Now the Federal Reserve has pumped the brakes. These economists argue that we are facing the opposite problem. The money supply has been contracting for 18 months, and soon, after the overhanging extra money has been used up, spending will plunge and inflation will fall, and they believe even into deflation. Their evaluation should be a warning to all of us that we may be facing some tough economic times in the future. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Socialism, go to viewpoints.info/socialism. That's viewpoints.info/socialism.